So we've been in the middle of discussing the nature of Lechem Oni, particularly whether the din of Lechem Oni is limited to the mitzvah of matzah, or whether it's a din bifnei atzmo, which expands beyond the confines of the mitzvah of matzah. So yesterday, right, we developed the classical approaches, which are basically to say that that Lechem Oni in some way or another is a din in the mitzvah. Again, within that first approach, there are two different versions, but whether the din in the mitzvah is ma'akiv, showing that Lechem Oni and the theme of Shiva completely integrates into the mitzvah of matzah, or whether it was just a kiyum or an added kiyum. So that was yesterday's discussion again, but both of those versions, 1A and 1B, we were calling it, both assume that the din Lechem Oni is limited, is specifically associated with the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore will not apply beyond the mitzvah of matzah. The only question within those two different versions is whether the din of Lechem Oni is ma'akev of the mitzvah of matzah or not. But now we're going to develop a second approach, a very mechudish approach, which is basically, sourced in a number of makoros, which says the din of Lechem Oni is not limited to the mitzvah of matzah. It's a din bifnei atzmo, which therefore expands beyond the mitzvah of matzah, both in terms of the isurim it creates and in terms of the zman of this din bifnei atzmo. So before getting to the course itself, just to point out, and we referenced this before, but the fact that you have this approach, the fact that there are makoros which establish the din of Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzma, which expands, which extends beyond the mitzvah of matzah, again, just highlights the centrality or the importance of the din of Lechem Oni. Again, it's not just a prat within the mitzvah of matzah, but again, it's this very important theme throughout the Chag of Pesach, which therefore, according to this approach, basically manifests itself in a din bifnei atzma, which extends/expands beyond the mitzvah of matzah. Again, that just highlights the importance and the centrality of Lechem Oni. Again, according to this approach, that it's not limited to the confines of the mitzvah of matzah. So starting with the Rishonim, who developed this idea. So before getting to the Rishonim, which is important to reread the Gemara, off which these Gemaras are commenting. So again, this is the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Again, it's when the Gemara is discussing whether Rabbi Akiva really holds of the psul of matzah ashira. So Yisrael, would you mind starting when the Gemara asks the question, Vesav Rabbi Akiva, Isa Shinu Lusha? Yeah, go for it. Hello? Is that true?
Can't be by Tanya during the Baisa, in Lashon Iso, Hezach Ben Amishem and Dvash. Ben Lashon Ben Gamliel, Omer Tisof, Miad, Macham Omrim, Yach.
Okay, right, so far, the Tanakama and these two different versions of Rabbi Gamliel and Machamim clearly hold as an Isser, seemingly to be lush in Isa with these different juices, with the yayin, the shemen, and the dvash. And then the machlokes, Tuna Mekamliel Chachamim, is that whether there's also a chashash chimutz, and therefore do you have to burn it right away, or can you eat it? Oh. But then comes along Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva, Shati Yitzo, Ha'isa, Isa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, Velashti, Lahem, Isa, Gayim, Shem, and Dvash, Rabbi Dabar.
Right, I was a guest, Yitzo, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua. And I was doing Lisha, I was kneading the dough with these different juices, and no one said anything. And then, skip the next couple of lines. That's basically the kasha. The kasha is, how can you say that Rabbi Akiva holds of this psul of matzah ashira, if here in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva is clearly saying that it's not a problem to be lush matzah ashira? So the Gemara answers after a couple of lines, Lokasha. Right. So when does Rabbi Akiva limit the psul of matzah ashira?
Only in Yom Tov
Rishon. We're going to have to get back to what exactly is the geder Yom Tov Rishon. But Yom Tov Sheni and onwards is totally fine. Where else do we find this breakdown between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni in regards to matzah ashira? And the Gemara brings a raya.
Kedamar, Rishua.
And the Gemara ends up saying, switch instead of chalav, switch shem or dvash, right? But the idea is that you have elsewhere this chiluk between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. So again, that's the Gemara's distinction within Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to get back to that. What exactly is the gedder of that breakdown? But what other Rishonim point out is that wait a second, if Rabbi Akiva, who's arguing the Tanakama, limits the psul to Yom Tov Rishon. And when the Rebbe Kiva is discussing the heter of Matzah Ashira, he's talking about from Yom Tov Shini, right, and onwards. So then the Tanakama, who's obviously arguing Rebbe Kiva and asering Matzah Ashira, must be asering Matzah Ashira even from Yom Tov Shini and onwards. So Rishonim on the Daf, we're going to see the Rimi Lunil and Rabbeinu David, are going to comment about what's the nature of the, right, what's the nature of Lechem Oni according to the Tanakama, that it seems to apply Kol Shiva. Right, just the Cheshvan of the Gemara, right? If Rabbi Kiva's Heter in the Brisa is talking about Yom Sheni Ve'elach, so then the Tanakama's Iser must be talking about Yom Sheni Ve'elach. Right, and what emerges is that according to the Tanakama at least, that this din of Lechem Oni applies Kol Shiva. We're going to see that number of Rishon we're going to apply, going to understand that the nature of this din Lechem Oni applying Kol Shiva for the Tanakama shows that it's not a din in the mitzvah, it's this din Bifnei Atzma. So again, the first makor for this is the Rimilino. So again, if you can just, yeah.
What do you mean din Lechem Oni?
We're going to see.
They said it's
in Kachamim. No. We're going to see right now. The Rishonim are going to say that it's a din outside of the Chashash Chimutz. This is new.
Not like Rashi.
Not like Rashi. We're going to see right now. The Rimi Lanel says the Tanakhama is talking about a case where there's no Chashash Chimutz, but yet there's an Isser to create Matzah Ashira Kol Shiva. This din Lechem Oni applies Kol Shiva and generates this Isser to create Matzah Ashira. And we'll see different versions of this.
Rashi is like, how could you say
motivating right. These alternatives in terms of again the are machloks in other parts of Masechta, you know, about like, you know, but Orez is the famous machlokas Tanayim about whether Orez is machmetz, and there's a famous Ramban which asks like your question, like what do you mean? I think it's around these Dabim, actually. It might be Lamed Hey, about whether Orez is Machmetz. And the Ramban famously asks, like, just check it out. Is it Chametz or not? The answer is, this is the classic Ramban, which says, no, everyone agrees to what the Metzias is. The question is whether that particular Metzias is defined as Chametz. So again, you could have answered that for Rashi also.
Okay.
Not the Zemachok is not, you know, in Metzias, whether it's, you know.
What stage
in
Metzias?
Exactly. How do you magdur the Gedder of Chametz?
Okay.
But that's the alternative. But again, that could be one of the motivating factors for the Rima Lino, for instance. So let's see. Would you mind reading the Rima Lino on the Mar Mekoma sheet?
Tanya, in Lashon HaSisa, Be'ayin, Meshem, and Dvash, Afilu B'lomayim, Tehashto Lekko Namechash L'chimetz, Afilu Achi Yosem, Meshem, Dehavi, Yimatzah Shir. Even if there's no Chashash Chimetz, it's a separate problem of Matzah Shir. Afilu Yom Tashini, or Shlishi, Nasiv, Shibas Yom, Tocha Matzah Lechamoni, Kolomar Kol Shibas Yom, Asa Lecho Lechamashir, Afilu Bishar Achilus,
Matzah mitzvah, you're right.
What's the problem
now? What? No, I think it's the Chiddush. So Rila Manila is clearly saying here that according to the Tanakama, right, there's an Isser of Lechem Oni, Kol Shiva, and that Lechem Oni, that din of Lechem Oni, which creates this Isser of eating Matzah Ashira, is not limited to Matzah, to mitzvah Matzah. It applies to any food. Right? Afilu b'shar achilos, even a non-mitzvah achila, third day, you're sitting down to a meal. You're not, nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. You're not allowed to have matzah ashira. Because of the din, the independent din of lechem oni, which again, this is an example of what we're saying, Willie, which nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's kol shiva. And the real middle clearly holds that there's no mitzvah of matzah kol shiva. And yet he says is the Isser of Achilas Matzah Ashira, because the din of Lechem Oni and thereby the psul of Matzah Ashira has nothing to do with the mitzvah.
It's the pasuk today.
Exactly. And he says, look, the din is a very interesting diuk, exactly. Look, the din of Lechem Oni is introduced in the pasuk, right, in Devarim Tes Zayin Gimel, in the context of talking about Shivas Yamin.
That pasuk is not the Chiyah Matzah.
That's exactly his point.
You can't say that's teaching us that you have to have matzah of lechem oni kol shiva. Lechem oni is a din matzah. Shiva Shem Tachom Matzah has nothing to do with Achilles Matzah. That's the din in Pasuk Chacham. This pasuk is not the source for Achilles Matzah. It's some other pasuk. There's no mitzvah in Matzah.
So you're agreeing with me. You're asking a question here, right? What's that? Ryu Milanel understands that the pasuk of Shivas Yamim, again, we're going to get to this tomorrow in terms of like the nature of matzah kol shiva in relation to the chametz. But if you don't hold that there's a kiyum of eating matzah kol shiva, like the Bali Tosos and the Chizkuni, whatever, and the Gerah, if you don't hold of that, so then the pasuk of Shivas Yamim Tochal of matzos is just lafuke eating chametz.
Right?
So all the Ryu Milanel understand that. So it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. But yet the Gemara, yet the Pasuk is establishing this din of Lechem Oni to say that, yeah, Kol Shiva, you can't have Lechem Oni. Sorry, or Kol Shiva, you have to have Lechem Oni, and therefore there's going to be an Isser to have anything which is not defined as Lechem Oni. That's the way he's understanding the Pasuk. Again, so there's an independent Pasuk, nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, establishing this din of Lechem Oni, which therefore creates this Isser of eating matzah Ashira, Kol Shiva, nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, any mitzvah of matzah. So again, so the Ryu Milanel is the first makor for this idea of the din bifnei atzma b'lechem oni, which clearly expands right beyond the confines of mitzvah. Matzah applies kol shiva for Rabbi Yonasan. Again, he says afilu b'shar achilos, clearly, you know, achilos, which has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, yet this din of lechem oni creates this isra achila of matzah ashira. Okay, so that's the Ryu Milanel within the Tanakama, again, is the first makor that lechem oni is a din bifnei atzma. So the second makor for this idea is Rabbeinu David. Anyone? Oh, excellent. So Rabbeinu David also trying to understand the Shach of Itar, yeah? So Rabbeinu David is actually is going within the Havamina of Rabbi Akiva. Right, when the Gemara asks a stira between the Rabbi Akivas, so the question is, what's the Havamina of the Gemara? So one could have simply understood that the Havamina of the Gemara was always that Rabbi Akiva's Psola Matzah Ashira is talking about the mitzvah of matzah on the first night. And you could have said, but the Havamina is that the Braisa, when Rabbi Akiva says, you know, V'lashti lahem isa be'yayin v'lo amar li davar, you could have said the Havamina was that was also applying on the first night. And then Kamashmon, no, the Braisa is talking about the rest of the rest of Pesach. But that's not the way Rabbeinu David learns it. Rabbeinu David says, no. The fact that the Gemara has this Havamina, that there's a steer between Rabbi Akiva's, is because the Gemara and the Havamina understands that Rabbi Akiva's psul of Matzah Ashira, that original psul, applies Kol Shiva. And the way that Rabbeinu David formulates it is that it's not a din in the mitzvah of Matzah. It applies Kol Shiva, and it's a din, it's an Isser Kol Shiva. It says just like Chametz is. Again, we're going to see the Lashon of the Rabbeinu David right now, Dira Maskel of Efshir Shehevi, if you don't mind. Again, he's going to explain clearly that the Havamina of the Gemara within Rabbi Akiva is that the din of Lechem Oni has nothing to, is not limited to the mitzvah of matzah. It's this general din bifnei atzma, which creates an iser lisha, which creates an iser just like the iser of chametz, and therefore you're not allowed to seemingly. Sounds like it's an Isser Shehiya even for Rabbeinu David. They can't even have Matzah Ashira around Kol Shiva, just like you can have Chametz around. So if you mind.
Right,
this is Maskana, right? When Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, it's Dafka Yom HaKama, that's is Mechadesh, that is Dafka Din and Matzah.
On the first day.
On the first day. But. It's not just a din in the mitzvah of matzah. It's an iser, right? Sheish iser b'matzah ashira kol shiva. It's a distinct iser of having matzah ashira all 7 days. Okay, that's a very important line. Let's stop there. Well, that's a very important line, right? Because all of Pesach, there's an iser to have lechem oni around. Kulei Pesach, be'ina lechem oni. You need lechem oni, right? Just as a zecher for the, you know, to the shibud. Just like kihichi de be'ina delo lahavi chametz. So there's a din of lechem oni, which is similar to the Isser of Chametz Kol Shiva. So it's clear from Rabbeinu David, again, this is Rabbeinu David, again, within the Havamina of Rabbi Akiva, but basically saying that within the Havamina of Rabbi Akiva, the din of lechem oni is not a din in the mitzvah of matzah. It's rather a din bifnei atzmo, kihichi, just like the isra of chametz. So again, while it's not clear exactly what the nature of this din is, the equation to the isra of chametz could imply that within Rabbeinu David, within this halmina, that there's an isra shehiya even of matzah ashira. You can't even have matzah ashira present in your rishus, just like there's an isra shehiya of having chametz in your rishus. Because again, the presence of both of these, both chametz, which is, you know, a problem because it, you know, doesn't properly, you know, represent the fact that, you know, they didn't have chametz around during the gula. So too, matzah ashira is, you know, is improper because all that Klal Yisrael had during the shibuk was lechem oni. So again, this is the second makor in the Rishonim of this conception of lechem oni as not being din in the mitzvah, but rather being a din bifnei atzmo, which extends beyond the mitzvah of matzah. Again, so while the Rimi Lenil says it in terms of an isra achila, and Rabbeinu David could be that he's saying in terms of an isra shehiya, again, they're both saying there's a din bifnei atzmo, which therefore has manifestations, isurim, which go beyond just being, just not just go beyond simply not being guilty of the mitzvah of matzah. Yeah.
Rabbeinu David is saying this is the Havamina
in Rabbi Kiva.
He's not saying this is Shiva's Tanakh.
Again, so yeah. Okay, so my next R is that it's not clear whether this ends up being pshat in Tanakhama or not. I'm not sure about that. Because it could very well be, because once the Tanakhama applies the din of lechem oni kol shiva, that's exactly parallel to the Havamina of Rabbi Kiva, which is about applying the din of lechem oni kol shiva. So it could be that just like it could be that Rabbeinu David thinks that the notion of applying lechem oni kol shiva, you can only explain through this din bifnei atzmo. So just like he says, oh, within Rabbi Kiva's havamina that applied kol shiva, it's this din bifnei atzmo. It could be that even lamaskana for the Tanakhama who applies the kol shiva, it's also like this. Okay. But it's not mechor, because he doesn't say.
I don't, when Rabbi said yesterday, I did the whole thing. I did the whole thing. So yeah. I didn't understand it fully, but he had a whole discussion about whether it was mine.
With Tanakh,
yeah, so it could be the Tanakh.
Okay, could be, fine, good. Again, so the Rabbeinu David only says this within Rabbi Kiva, again, which you could just say is rejected lemaskana. But again, it as a conception of lechem oni could have fit into the sheet of the Tanakhama, even lemaskana, like the Rimi Lenil does. But again, it could be the Rabbeinu David, you know, explains the Tanakhama as a din chimutz, like other Rishon. But all I'm saying is that the conception of lechem oni applying kol shiva does apply to Tanakhama possibly, but not necessarily with Rabbeinu David. Again, so far we've had the Rimi Lenil within Tanakhama, Rabbeinu David within the Havamina of Rabbi Kiva, again holding of this idea. But so far we haven't had anything that we paskin like, because Tanakhama we clearly don't paskin like, and obviously we don't paskin like the Havamina within Rabbi Kiva. But now this brings us to the Gris. So the Griz is going to have this parallel mahalach of lechem oni being a din bifnei atzmo, even according to the psak, because he's going to be midayik this in the psak of the Rambam. So again, the Griz in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha is going to be midayik from a number of different Rambams, that the Rambam again aligns with this second approach, aligns with this idea that the din of lechem oni is not simply a tenai in the mitzvah of matzah. Doesn't simply dictate what type of matzah you can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with, but it's rather expands, it also generates a din bifnei atzmo of lechem oni, which thereby generates isurim, such as an isur lisha and an isur achila, which again go beyond just simply being a tenai in the mitzvah of matzah. Again, the Griz is going to develop this approach in the Rambam, and we're going to now go through four of the Griz's diukim in the Rambam, and whoever has the Rambam can open it up. Again, four diukim in the Rambam where the Griz infers this yisod, that the din of lechem oni is not simply a tenai in the mitzvah of matzah, but again is this din bifnei atzmo, which generates new isurim. So the first diuk that the Griz makes is, again, we always point out, very important not only to read the Rambam carefully, but also to pay careful attention to where the Rambam places the particular halacha. And the Griz is similarly medayik, that the Rambam introduces the din of lechem oni in the fifth perek, which is dedicated to isurim of chametz and other isurim. Says, right, the fifth perek, while the Rambam starts discussing the mitzvah of matzah in the sixth parak. So diuk number one, says the Griz, is that if the Rambam truly felt, right, if the Rambam truly felt that the din of lechem oni was a t'nai in the mitzvah of matzah, and what type of matzah you can be yotzei the mitzvah with, so then the dinim of lechem oni should only be found in Perek Vav, because that's where the Rambam discusses the dinim of the mitzvah of matzah. Says the Griz, the fact that the Rambam introduces the din of lechem oni within Perek Hay, within the context of Yisurei Chametz and other Yisurim, so that's indication number one, that lechem oni isn't just a t'nai in the mitzvah of matzah, but it's a din bifnei atzmo of lechem oni, which thereby generates independent Yisurim. We'll see this can mean Yisur Lisha, it can mean Yisur Achila, again, which therefore explains its placement in Perek Hey. Diuk number one. Diuk number two. Idea number two is that the Griz points out that if you pay careful attention to the Rambam's formulation of the Din Lechem Oni, he formulates it not just as a t'nai in what you can be yotzei the mitzvah with, but specifically as an Isser Lisha. Not just that you can't be yotzei your mitzvah of matzah with Lechem Ashira, with matzah Ashira, but that you can't even be lush, you can't even create, you can't even need matzah Ashira. So again, let's see this. The Rambam says this twice. First in Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf. So again, we turn to Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf. So when the Rambam introduces the Din of Lechem Oni, he introduces it in terms of an Isser Lisha. And again, as the Griz points out, this works out very nicely with the Lashon of the Brisa also. Right? The Lashon of the Brisa is similarly focused on the Lisha. So again, the normative approach is going to say, oh, because, you know, we focus, don't need it, don't create it, because it won't, you know, you can't use it for the mitzvah matzah. But, you know, this mahalach is going to say, no, it's very davka. The reason why the Gemara and the Rambam focus on the Lisha is because not only is that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with matzah ashira, you can't even need matzah ashira, you can't even create matzah ashira. That's an independent din, that's an independent iser coming out of the din of lechem oni. So again, I do have Parakei Halacha Chaf. You see, like a couple lines in, Ubiyom Arisha. Second half of the Rambam. Ubi Amarishan Usur Lalosh.
Hey Chaf.
Hey. You're in Chametz Matzah?
Yeah.
Is so you see it?
Ubi Amarishan Usur Lalosh with the Katif Al Mayan Lavan.
Lo Mishum
Chametz Al Kadesh Yalachamon.
So, right, the way, this is the first time, whenever the Rambam first introduces a din, right, always look to the first time the Rambam introduces it, that's where he's going to, you know, encapsulate or really formulate, you know, the nature of the din. You see it now? Still no? Shurin Chametz Matzah?
Yeah.
Parak, hey, halacha chav. Halacha chav?
Yeah.
Not ches.
Chav.
Chav. Right. Right, so right, the Rambam says, "B'yom Arishon Asur Lalush Lekatev El B'mayim Lavan." All right, so the din of lechem oni is you cannot be lush, right? You can't knead, right? You can only knead with mayim, with water. You can't knead, you can't create matzah with these other juices. Nothing to do with the chimutz, he says. It's a din of lechem oni. So again, over here, now turn to Perek Vav. So again, over here in Perek Hey, Halacha Chav, the first time he introduces the din of lechem oni, he says the din of lechem oni, creates this Isser Lisha. And now we go to Perek Vav Halacha He, right, Vav He. Here too, he says, Aval, you see, Tzvi, Aval Ein Lashin Osa, B'yayin.
Aval Ein Lashin Osa, B'yayin, Osa, B'yayin, Oshem, Odvash, Ocholav, Yishom Nachamon, Yikmash, B'yayin.
Right, two different dinim. Number one, you can't be lush with yayin, shemen, and devash, because of lechem oni. And din number two is that if you do it, you won't be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. So midayak the Griz. Not only do you have part two that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with matzah ashira, there's also an iser to be lush in such a manner. So again, in both these Rambams, right, the Rambam formulates the din of lechem oni as creating an iser lisha. And again, if lechem oni was just a prop in the mitzvah, it should be limited to what types of matzah are kosher for the mitzvah. But yet the fact that the Rambam formulates it as an Isser Lisha, it sounds like there's this din bifnei atzmo of lechem oni, which again, not only dictates what you can be yotze the mitzvah with, but also says that zecher to the shibud, you can't even create matzah ashira. That's another manifestation of this overall din of lechem oni. And what's interesting in light of our previous discussions, that I once saw the Minchas Asher, basically rejects the Briskerov. He says, I don't like this pshat in the Briskerov, because how can you have a din of lechem oni which has nothing to do with the achila? He says, Mechitesi, that you have a din of lechem oni which isn't related to the achila. But in light of what we've been developing, there are dinim of lechem oni which coming from the Gemara, which are clearly have nothing to do with the achila. Look at the afia. Right, we saw yesterday's shiur was about the drasha on Kuf Tes Zayin and Aleph of Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofet, which is all about the Derech HaChana, the Derech HaVafia. So the fact that the Griz says, "Oh, there's an Isser Lisha, which is about the HaChana being derived from the Lechem Oni," right? It's not so crazy that you have a din of Lechem Oni, generating a non-Achila oriented, din. Because look, Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, we saw that Lechem Oni talked about how you're supposed to bake the matzos, how you're supposed to prepare the matzos. And we pointed out yesterday, if anything that relates directly to the whole yisod of Lechem Oni, which is all about the contrast between the preparation of matzah versus the preparation of achilah. So again, in light of our previous discussions, the fact that you have, according to the Griz, a din of Lechem Oni, which is relates to the way you prepare the matzah, the lisha, again, shouldn't bother us at all, because we've seen other, dinim of lechem oni, which also pertain to the hachana of the matzah, and not just about, the type of pechetza, which is eaten, or the way it's eaten. And also, if you recall, Rabbeinu David, that we read just before, again, it's not exactly clear what type of iser he's saying, but he equates the din of lechem oni to the din of chametz. And we pointed out the simple interpretation could be that there's even an Isser Shehiya of having, matzah ashira around. So again, the fact that you have dinim coming out of Lechem Oni, which are not only about achila, again, has ample evidence for that. So that shouldn't bother us, per se. Okay. So again, diuk number one of the Griz is the placement in Perikei. Diuk number two is the Lashon, is the Isser Lisha. And diuk number three comes from, sounds like, an Isser Achila. Right, not just you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah ashira, but there might be an iser to eat matzah ashira. Again, along the lines that the Rimulinil had, again within the Tanakhama, is an iser achila of matzah ashira kol shiva. So this comes from Rambam, again that same Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Hey. So at the end, right after discussing the iser lisha of matzah ashira. He says, you see, v'chein pas solas nekia, the last line of the Rambam. Do you see it, Arya? Perek Vav Halacha.
V'chein pas solas nekia, b'yosar harizu m'teras v'yosu v'edech v'asu v'asach v'in omen ba in zalham.
That's very important, right? So he says, pas solas nekia, right? Very fine bread, very fine flour. So you might say, oh, that's too chashiv, right? It's actually the Gemara, there's a price on Lamed Vav on base. Next to the Ashisha, Prisa. Right, so you might have a Havamina that you, right, because of Lechem Oni, you can a very, Chashiv flour. Says Rambam, like the Prisa, that's not a problem. But very important, how does the Rambam formulate, right? If it's just a Tanai in the mitzvah of matzah, you would say, oh, even such matzah, you could be Yotzi the mitzvah. But he notices the Griz, a very important diak. He says, the chim pas solos nekia biyoser, it's very clean. How is it muteres? It's mutter. And Yotze Bayidei Chavos of a Pesach. Implication being, says the Griz, that if it were to be a problem of Lechem Oni, so then not only would it be in Yotze Bayidei Chavos, it would be Asura, it would be Asur to eat. So says the Griz, again, not only does the din of Lechem Oni, again, of course, dictate what you can be able to the mitzvah with. And not only does it generate an Isser Lisha, like we had in the two other albums, it also generates an Isser Achila, that you can't eat something which is defined as Matzah Ashira. Again, get another manifestation of this Din Bifnei Atzmo of Lechem Oni. Yeah.
Diak holds, then why before?
Yeah.
Was I not doing Lisha on what the juice is?
Uh-huh. You said, why isn't he focused?
He says,
you say, why doesn't he also say that it's Asura?
Why is he jumping on stage then?
I mean, why not just say that it's Asura?
I know for sure
I'm not Asura. I hear. I hear that. Actually, I'm going to skip it for now. I actually have a... I'm going to skip it for now. There's like a you can argue with each of these diukim of the gris, and you can knock off each one again. But I think I'm gonna skip it for time wise. But again, you can add that to the and again along those lines, you could understand again one of the things I was gonna mention, not gonna mention, but could imagine, is that you could understand the muteris is going back in the lisha. That's it, meaning along those lines. Again, I'd say in both cases, both when it comes to the, you know, the Ashira juices of Dvash Chalav, right, just like there, he's focusing on Lisha and Yotze Mitzvah to do, yeah, that's what you could have said, along the lines of what you're saying. But I don't think we have time to. So right now, we're just going to be very positive. I mentioned the Grizz is positive to Yukon without, knocking off each one, one by one. Or at least presenting a positive. Diuk number four of the Grizz is the timing issue, which we're going to get back to next. Right, if you go back to Parakei Halacha Chaf, right after mentioning the Isser Lisha, the Rambam points out when this Isser Lisha applies. And, you know, Arya, you want to go back to Parakei Halacha Chaf so you can redeem yourself? So you'd be Yom Rishon?
Yeah. We Yom Rishon also loads to the Kativ Ela B'mayim B'vad.
If I find you after that, it would be Yom Rishon B'vad. Right, after he mentions the Isra Lisha, that's what we read before. So right, the Lechem Oni, you know, introduces, generates an Isra Lisha, and then he adds, when does this Isra Lisha apply?
Yom Rishon B'vad is Al-Kadesh Yiyah Lechem Oni.
Fine. Yeah, next line.
Right,
it would be Yom Rishon B'vad. It only applies on Yom Rishon. Says the Grizz, right? If the din of Lechem Oni is simply a Tanai in the mitzvah of matzah, so the Rambam doesn't have to tell us when the mitzvah of matzah applies, and thereby when the din of Lechem Oni applies. The din of Lechem Oni applies whenever the mitzvah of matzah applies, which we know from the beginning of Perek Vav, which is Leil Rishon, and we'll get to the details. Right, the Erev Tochel Matzah, so it's, you know, Leil Tesvav. The fact that the Rambam has to go out of his way to say, oh, by the way, this Isra Lisha is limited to Yom Rishon, it sounds like it's a din bifni atma, which therefore theoretically could have had any zman in the world. We'll see. There are those who are going to say that the zman of this din bifni atma is kol shiva. So it comes on the Rambam and says, oh, by the way, this din bifni atma is limited to Yom Rishon. Again, says the Grizz, the fact that the Rambam has to go out of his way to limit, right, the zman to Yom Rishon, tells you that it, you know, there is, must be stemming from a din bifnei atzma. Because again, if it was just a din, if it was just a tanai in the mitzvah of matzah, so then the zman of Lechem Oni would just directly relate to the zman of the mitzvah of matzah.
Which round were we reading from again?
This is back to Parakei Halacha Chaf, where he says, "Biyom Rishon Bilvad, who should sarach liyos zichron Lechem Oni." She says, why does Rambam have a Havmina that it's more than Lechem, than Yom Rishon? There's no mitzvah of matzah for the Rambam past Yom Rishon. So the fact that the Rambam has this Havmina that this din of Lechem Oni, which extend beyond Yom Rishon, right, implies that, again, this is another raya, that the din of Lechem Oni is not a din in the mitzvah. And therefore, once it's not a din in the mitzvah, it's a din bifnei atzmo, so therefore its zman could extend beyond the zman of the mitzvah to include...
So Chiyav only on the first day, but the...
He's saying all these dinim coming out of Lechem Oni, the Isra Lisha, the Isra Achila, all this is limited to Yom Rishon.
But what applies the rest of the time?
Nothing.
So how does he's
just saying the Havamina.
He's
saying the Havamina the Rambam would extend. He's saying the fact that the Rambam even needs to tell you.
So in the Maskana, would anyone hold?
Okay, we're going to see the Maskana, what is the gather of the Yom Rishon with the Rambam. We're going to discuss this right now. Is this Yom Rishon the entire first day, the entire night? Just because Yom Rishon, and we're going to see, does it perfectly align with the timing of the mitzvah of matzah, or not? Yeah, Willie?
Yom Rishon, is he saying this is independent Lechem Oni only for that day?
Yeah, we're going to discuss that right now.
And then it relates to what?
We're going to discuss that right now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Where does it come from?
Also?
We're going to get that right now. Oh. So, Adkan is our discussion of, you know, the nature of Lechem Oni. Again, just in terms of our Lechem Oni discussion, our first broad issue with a different dinim, categorizing the different dinim of Lechem Oni. That's a Chetzer related, Maisa Achila related, Afia related, Yachas, Tzipor Yetzias and Tzrayim related. That was all the first category of categorizing the different dinim of Lechem Oni. That was issue number one. Issue number two, which is we just finished right now, was discussing the nature of Lechem Oni. Again, is it a prat in the mitzvah? If it's a prat in the mitzvah, is it ma'akev, or is it just l'chal t'chila, or is it din b'fnei atzmo? That's what we just discussed right now. So now we're going to conclude our Lechem Oni discussion and today with the timing of Lechem Oni. When does the din of Lechem Oni apply? And we're going to see this is going to be directly related to the nature of Lechem Oni, because we're going to see, does this timing overlap with the mitzvah of matzah, or does it expand beyond the mitzvah of matzah, in which case it would indicate that Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atma. So again, now dealing with the issue of the timing. So starting off with the first approach in terms of timing, which is that the din of Lechem Oni applies Kol Shiva. Right? This is the first approach, right, which basically we saw that the Rimil Anil explains this, Bidas the Tanakama. Again, the Tanakama, as we referenced before, the Tanakama of Rabbi Kiva, right? The Tanakama says, In Lashon Isa B'Pesach B'Yayin V'Shem N'Udvash. And based on the Chajmer of the Gemara, it's clear that that In Lashon applies Kol Shiva. But the question is, some Rishonim say, oh, that's the reason why it applies Kol Shiva, because it's a Dinan Chametz. That's a chashash chimutz, and therefore it's not relevant to our discussion. But the Rimi Lanil, right, as we read before, clearly says that this in lashon stems from the din of Lechem Oni, and the din of Lechem Oni, according to the Tanakama, says the Rimi Lanil applies kol shiva. And if you recall, the Rimi Lanil was medayik this in the pasuk. That since the pasuk in Devarim Tes Zayin Gimel introduces the din of Lechem Oni within the pasuk of which says Shivas Yamim Tochal Olav Matzos. So that tells us the same Shivas Yamim is the geder, is the shear for Lechem Oni. So again, the first makor for this first approach that the zman of Lechem Oni is Kol Shiva is the Rimil Anil Bedas the Tanit. The second makor for this idea, I know guys were very upset not being able to see this inside, is the Nimuki Yosef. Right, the Nimuki Yosef again also on the daf here, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Dear Masvul Perush, again, also says the fact, also is Medayik in the pasuk, the fact that the din of Lechem Oni is introduced by the pasuk in the context of Matzah Kol Shiva, so that implies, that indicates, says in Muki Yosef, that the din of Lechem Oni applies Kol Shiva and is not limited to the Matzah of Laila Risha. Again, Nimuki Yosef seems to be working within the Tanakama as well. So again, you have the Rimi Lanil and the Nimuki Yosef, again, both working within Tanakama and saying that, again, aligning with this first approach, that the Zman of Lechem Oni is Kol Shiva. But now we have to analyze this. What is the basis of applying the din of Lechem Oni, Kol Shiva? So we're going to have two different versions within this first approach. Right, the first version, the first justification of why it applies Kol Shiva is because Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzma. And once Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzma, you can say that even though the mitzvah of matzah is limited to Laila Rishon, or even Kezias Rishon, we'll get to the details soon, that has no bearing on the zman of Lechem Oni, because Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzma. So the first version is the reason is to say the reason why Lechem Oni has the zman Kol Shiva is because din Lechem Oni is... because the din of Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzma, which is not associated, not limited to the mitzvah of matzah. The two mefarshim who seem to understand this is number one, the Rimi Lanil, right? That same Rimi Lanil we read earlier, right? When he says, when he extends the din of Lechem Oni to Kol Shiva, he explicitly states, Tafilu b'shar achilos, even to shar achilos, to lav matzos mitzvahim, that the din of Lechem Oni even applies to non-mitzvah of matzah. So it's clear from the Rimi Lanil that he sees the din of Lechem Oni as a din bifnei atzmo, and therefore applies kol shiva, because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, and that's why it applies to shar achilos as well. The second makor for this idea, that the justification for applying the din of Lechem Oni Kol Shiva would be because Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzmo, is the Briska Rav. Right? If you recall, when the Briska Rav was explaining, right, the Hava Mina of the Rambam, right, when he was Medayik, so the fact that the Rambam has to limit the din Lechem Oni to Yom Rishon, and is a Hava Mina that applies Kol Shiva, says the Briska Rav, the Hava Mina of applied Lechem Oni Kol Shiva is because Lechem Oni is a din bifnei atzmo. So again, both the Rimi Lanil Right. Lamayim, right. Lamaskana within Tanakama. And the Brisker Rav, in just in terms of the analysis, the Brisker Rav says that the tzad to apply the din of lechem oni kol shiva is based on lechem oni being a din that they ask. Again, Brisker Rav only says that within the Havamina of the Rambam. But again, if you were to present the shita of lechem oni applying kol shiva to the Brisker Rav, he would clearly tell you, oh yeah, that's a clear manifestation of the din lechem, of lechem oni being a din bifnei atzma. Yeah.
Are these shitos who are saying it's din bifnei atzma lechem oni,
mm-hmm.
will they not connect lechem sha'oni levaram harbe to the seder? Because like, oni, that those things that come out of oni are din bifnei atzma, so it's not necessarily talking about
seder. Okay, we'll get back to that. In short, the idea is that lechem oni for these Rishonim, this din bifnei atzma, again, is about the theme of Shibud.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're going to, this same Rishonim will say, yeah, the din of lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe is the same theme. It's the idea of discussing the theme of Shibud and its relationship to Geula as part of Haggadah as well. Mm-hmm. So again, they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
So you're saying there's a value to lechem sha'onim alav
harbe. Lechem shonim l'dvarim harbe all 7 days and whatever sort of key on that.
Yeah, I don't think they would say that, because again, lechem shonim l'dvarim harbe is saying that, oh, while you're doing the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you should have the matzos there, because connecting the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the matzos accentuates the themes of matzah. That's what that din is. But you're saying that there's also a value of lechem oni and its theme of shibud, which applies kol shiva. That's what they would say. But again, the manifestation would only be on the matzah, the din of matzah ashir. But it's important to highlight that. Well, the second version, right, of this first approach is to say, no, that the reason why lechem oni applies kol shiva, and this is offered by Rav Sternbach in the Ma'adim Azmanim, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Tzadik, he says, connected to the shitos who hold that the mitzvah of matzah applies kol shiva. So says Rav Sternbach, he specifically says it within Nimuki Yosef. He says, the Nimuki Yosef, right, who applies, right, the din of lechem oni, kol shiva, is specifically holding that the mitzvah of matzah applies kol shiva. And we're going to get to these details tomorrow. As a whole, there's a number of Rishonim who hold that there's a mitzvah kiyumis of matzah kol shiva. Although the mitzvah chiyuvis is be'erav tochel matzos, is a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah all shiva. So says the Ma'adim Azmanim, right? Another way to justify the extension of the din of lechem oni kol shiva is by saying, no, it is connected to the mitzvah of matzah. It's not a din bifnei atzma, it's connected to the mitzvah of matzah. Oh, so if it's connected to the mitzvah of matzah, why does it apply kol shiva? Because the mitzvah of matzah, at least as a mitzvah kiyumis, applies kol shiva. So that's a second, you know, version of this first approach. That again, we have the first approach says mitzvah of the din of lechem oni applies kol shiva. Again, the first version is that because lechem oni is a din bifnei atzmo, not connected to the mitzvah of matzah. The second version, presented by Rav Sternbach, is that no, it is lechem oni is connected to the mitzvah of matzah, but the reason why it applies kol shiva because the mitzvah of matzah on a kiyumis level applies kol shiva. So, again, so Adkan is the first approach, which again saw din lechem oni as applying kol shiva. So now we're going to move on, again, and presumably that was connected to the Tanakhama. No. But now we're going to move on to the shita of Rabbi Akiva, right? And the shita that we paskin like, right? And the Gemara says that no, the din of lechem oni is limited to what was the Gemara's lashon? Yom Rishon. What? So exactly, Yom Rishon or Yom Akama, right? Depending, right? The first says Lokasha, Hab Yom Tov Rishon, Hab Yom Tov Sheni. So first it says Yom Rishon, and then when it quotes the Ma'aseh of Rabbi Yeshua, it says Yom Akama. So now, so the second approach is that it's limited to Yom Rishon / Yom Akama, but within this second approach, we're going to see four different versions of what exactly is the Geder of Yom Rishon. What is Yom Rishon? It's pretty vague. I'll just summarize it quickly, and we'll go through each one. Is Yom Rishon the entire first day, version A? Is it the entire first night, version B? Is it Dafka the Zman of the Seder, C? Or is it Dafka Ksayas Rishon, D? We're going to go through all these four different options, and first bring makoros for each, and then analyze, you know, the implications of each. Again, these are going to be four different versions of what Yom Rishon, when the Gemara limits Rabbi Akiva, like whom we paskin, that his limits Rabbi Akiva's din of Lechem Oni, it's Yom Rishon. So what exactly is Yom Rishon? Because Yom Rishon seems a little vague. Right? Pashas means the entire first day, but a lot of Rishonim are going to be bothered by what's the chalos of the first day.
Can we repeat the fourth unit?
All four?
Yeah.
First one is the entire first day. Second one is the entire first night. Third one is the entire Seder, right, during the Zman of Sipur Yitzchus, right? Mechodesh Shita. And the fourth one is a simple idea that's Kzayas Rishon. We'll go through each one. So again, just before we get into the details, right, the notion of Yom Rishon, as we pointed out, comes from the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, again, within Rabbi Akiva. Again, it says it twice. Right, when it resolves the sea within Rabbi Akiva, it says, right, Lokasha Habiyom Tov Rishon Habiyom Tov Sheni. And then it says, right, so again, in line number one, it says, you know, it's Magdir the Zman of Lechem Oni for Rabbi Akiva as being Yom Rishon. And then when it brings a riot to this, it says, Kad Almar Lahu Rabbi Yeshua Lebnei Yom Akama Lo Tulushu Li B'chalba. Again, limits it to Yom HaKama. So again, the Gemara on Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, again, says this second approach that it's a din in Yom Rishon / Yom HaKama a couple times. And then in addition to the Gemara, you have the Rambam. Right, the Rambam we just read before in Perek Hey Halacha Chaf, again, also formulates the Zman of Lechem Oni as being Yom Rishon. He borrows the Lush from the Gemara, and he said, right, this is going back to Perek Hey Halacha Chaf. He says, Ubiyom HaRishon Asur Lalush, v'chulei v'chulei, Ubiyom HaRishon Bilvad Hushetzarach Lios Zichron Lechem Oni. So again, both two times in Perek Hey Halacha Chaf, the Rambam formulates the Zman of Lechem Oni in line with the Gemara's Lashon as being Yom Rishon. But just like, right, it's not 100% clear in the Gemara's Lashon in terms of what the Gedder of Yom Rishon is. Similarly, you can, you know, raise the question within the Rambam. So that brings us now to the four different versions. I'm going to analyze each one at a time. So version A, we'll say, is the Pashtus. The Pashtus, the Gemara and the Rambam both say Yom Rishon. So it means Yom Rishon, the entire first day, right, the din of Lechem Oni applies to the entire first day. So people, first, the Mefarshim who interpret this. So the Rav in Hari Kedem, in, again, I believe it's Simen Membeis, right, says this is Pshat in the Rambam, and similarly the Moadim Zmanim, this is a different place, this is in Chilak Gimel, Simen Reish Yudalit. So the Moadim Zmanim in Chilak Gimel, Simen Reish Yudalit, both the Rav and Rav Sternbach interpret the Rambam. When the Rambam uses the Lashon of Yom Rishon, he means the entire first day. Yeah.
What are they drawing, what are they comparing this to? I mean, where have we seen a Yom Rishon?
Yeah, we're going to go at that right now. Yeah. So again, we're going
to
do it for all these four. First, we're going to bring down the Makoros who say, and then we're going to analyze what's the, you know, but it's a valid question. Because you're basically asking, where does Yom Rishon come from?
Like, on the first night, you have the Erev
Tov Chumash. Exactly. So where's Yom Rishon? 100%. We're going to get to that. And supposedly, in line with this interpretation of the Rambam, supposedly Reb Chaim held to this. And he's quoted in Hari Kedem, again, as holding that the din of Lechem only applies throughout the first day. And therefore, Lamaisa, he would not eat any matzah ashira throughout the first day. He wouldn't eat like matzah, like kaneilach, which were kneaded with any of the other fruit juices throughout the first day. So again, Reb Chaim, again, held of this idea. Again, Pashas of the Rambam. Rambam says Yom Rishon. And Pashas, I guess he's understanding like it's like the Griz. There's like a din bifnei, seen as like a din bifnei asma. Therefore, there's an isra achila, right? You can't eat anything, any matzah shira throughout the first day. So here we have again the Rav and Rav Sternbach b'shem the Rambam, and similarly Rav Chaim holding this idea that Yom Rishon is dafka Yom Rishon. So now let's analyze the shita, right? And point out that there are two assumptions of this version A, we'll call it. Assumption number one is that a din of Lechem Oni is not directly connected to the mitzvah of matzah. How do we know that? Because there is no shita which says that the zman of the mitzvah of matzah is Yom Rishon. All right, we'll see. There are shitos who say that it's dafka kzayis Rishon. There are shitos who say that it's the entire first night. And there are shitos who say that it's all 7 days. But there's no shita which says there's a particular type of the mitzvah, there's a particular mitzvah of matzah which applies for the entire Yom Rishon. So once the Zman of Lechem Oni is Yom Rishon, and we know that there's no parallel Zman for the Mitzvah of Matzah, so assumption number one is clearly saying that the Din of Lechem Oni is not directly connected to the Mitzvah of Matzah. It's clearly adopting that the approach that Lechem Oni is a Din Bifnei Atzma. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is what Willie was challenging, is, okay, granted it's not connected to the Mitzvah of Matzah, but still, what is the significance of day one? So assumption number two is that there is some form of significance, there's a chalos of Yom Rishon as connected to Lechem Oni. So again, both the Rav and Rav Schoenbach offer different, you know, explanations of what's the significance of Yom Rishon. For purposes of time, we're going to just limit it to the Rav. So the Rav explains it back to that, right? Remember that Kisvei Yad of Teiman, that of the Rambam in the Halach Manya, where the Rambam formulates Halach Manya di Achalu, right? Avasana kidenafku me'ar de Mitzrayim. Right? It wasn't that this is the poor man's bread that they ate during Shibud, but this is the poor man's bread that the Klal Yisrael ate when they left. So says the Rav, based on that, again, Raman Lashitasa, based on that conception of Lechem Oni as being Magdir, not the Shibud, but being Magdir the Geula, that Lechem Oni is about the Lechem that took part in the Geula, says the Rav, the Geula took place throughout day one. Right, the Geula from Mitzrayim took place throughout the first day. That's when, again, the Machlokas, whether it was Chatzos or the morning, again, but assuming that, right, that it, again, different shittos about how long it took, but assuming that it extended throughout the day. So says the Rav, once you assume that Lechem Oni is about the Geula, as highlighted by that Girsa in Halachmani of the Rambam, so then, once Lechem Oni is about the Geula, so since the Geula took place, you know, over the span of Yom Rishon, so then the din of Lechem Oni, which is all about commemorating that Geula, its Zman is also Yom Rishon. So again, yeah.
The Machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Mazaya about whether the Geula the night or the day. No one holds. It seems to be like Akiva's pushing it that he says, well, they left in the morning, so you let eat it till morning. But like, I'm kind of nervous for me.
But again,
and even in the daytime, well, they get away with it. But, like,
but again, I think, I guess the idea is, and again, there, I think those, they're not really arguing. The question is, you know, how to be Magdir. It's not a historical Machlokas. It's like, what is the Geula?
Like, when their sewer came in, they actually walked out. Sorry.
Exactly. So, but everyone agrees that they're walking out in the morning. Exactly. So the idea is, so again, you would ask, oh, why don't you stop it at Chatzos during the day? But I guess the idea is, once the process took place over the course of the day, so the Zman of Lechem Oni is for that one day. That's the suggestion of the Rav. So again, it's the answer to Willie's question, is that according to this approach, if you understand the Lechem Oni is about the Geula, again, which has broader ramifications we discussed earlier, if you assume that Lechem Oni is about the Geula, and the Zman of the Geula was the Yom Rishon, so then you can explain why the Zman of this Din Bifnei Atzma of Lechem Oni is Yom Rishon. Okay, so now moving on. Make sure I get this in. Now moving on to version B, which says that when it says Yom Rishon, it really means Laila Rishona. So what's the evidence for this? The first makor for this is Rashi on the spot. If you look carefully at Rashi and Lamed Vav and Aleph, Willie, do you see Dibur HaMaskel Yom Rishon?
Yom Rishon is Laila HaRishon Shamata Chova Ba'inan Lechem Oni. It runs along with the Matzah, and that Yom Rishon, a significant time, is Laila HaRishon.
Exactly, right. So the second version, we'll call it version B, is that the Geder of Yom Rishon, clearly right, Rashi establishes this, is Laila HaRishon. It's the entire first night. Again, many of them are dying that the Rashi here is not limited to Kazayas Rishon, but it sounds like the entire first night is the Zman of Yom Rishon, and therefore it's the Zman of Lechem Oni. So that's the makor for this idea. But now we have to analyze, so what's the basis of this shir, of the Zman of Laila Rishon, of being the entire night? So the first explanation is to say, and there are makoros for this idea, that, yeah, Din of Lechem Oni, according to the Shita, is connected to the Mitzvah of Matzah. But the Zman of the Mitzvah of Matzah is not limited to Kesayis Rishon, but extends throughout the first night. I'm going to bring Makoros for that right now. Again, so the first explanation for this version B is that the reason why this Zman of Lechem only applies the entire Yom Laila Rishona is because the Zman of the Mitzvah is Laila Rishona. So according to this version, yeah, Lechem Oni is connected to the Mitzvah of Matzah, but this particular Shita holds that the Zman of the Mitzvah of Matzah of the Erev Tochel Matzah is the entire Erev. Again, Raya number one for that is just the Lashon LaPasuk, but Erev Tochel Matzah, the entire Erev is the Zman of the Mitzvah. So, where do you have this? Where do you have Makoros for this idea that the Erev is not just, you can eat a Kezias during this Erev, but no, that any Kezias you eat right during the Erev has a Kiyam Mitzvah? So you have a number of Makoros for this. Number one is the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. So again, Perek Vav, this is where the Rambam was referenced before, introduces the mitzvah of matzah. So we go back to Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. So the Rav is Medayik in the Rambam's Lashon. Okay, where is this? Yeah. Ari, what do you mind?
This is a statement of Torah, L'acha matzah b'l'acha mishasar, sh'nemar b'erev tzolch l'matzah, b'chom l'achim l'chol z'man.
I'm going to skip a little bit. He said, "Val Balel Chamisha Asar." It's the right. It's very careful. "Val Balel Chamisha Asar Bilvad Chova." Right. It's only a chova on that night, and his lashon is as follows: "Umishachal Kizayis Yatzay Yidei Chavasa." So the Rav is medayik that Kizayis is a minimum shear. If you eat a Kizayis, you're Yotze, you're Chiv. But, says the Rav, implication of the Rambam, is, but that you'll be Mekayim, a mitzvah of the Erev Tochel Matzos, for any Kezias that you eat on that night. It's just, what's the minimum shear? The minimum shear is a Kezias. But any further Kezias that you eat that night is still a Kiyam in the mitzvah of Matzah. So again, instead of saying that, once the shear is a kezias, that's the limitation of your mitzvah, according to this, no. Any matzah that you eat on the night on the Erev Tochel Matzos is going to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So again, Raya, right, Mekor number one, this idea that the Erev Tochel Matzos means that the entire night is the man of the mitzvah, is the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, that we just read. The second Makor, this idea, the second Rishon, is a well-known Rashbam at the beginning of Perek Arvei Pesach. It's a famous makor, probably because it's the beginning of a very famous perek. But the Rashbam, the beginning of Arvei Pesach, again, when the whole discussion of whether the Mishnahs and the Isser of Arvei Pesach Samach L'Mincha Lo Yachal Adam Atcha Techshav, Gemara says, why Davka Erev Pesach doesn't apply by all Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, no. Is a special din, because even Rabbi Yossi agrees that there's no Isra Achil on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, is going to agree on Erev Pesach. Why? Right, the Gemara says, Aval be'erev ha-Pesach, mishum chiyuva de matzah, mode that Rabbi Yossi is going to admit that because of the chiyuv of Achilas Matzah at night, that you shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach. So when the Rashbam explains what it says, mishum chiyuva de matzah, what does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. I'm Ari, if you don't mind. So four lines up from the bottom. Dear Masal, Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah.
Shuvir de Matzah, Shotein Echal Sa Asoba, Mechiyuva de Matzah, Laila Rishon, Choba. Achse Be'er Toch Matzah, so it's a Chiyuva on the Laila Rishon.
Exactly, right? So Rashbam is explaining, because it is a mitzvah, therefore you want to eat it while you're hungry, fine. And the formulation is, Mechiyuva de Matzah, Laila HaRishon, Choba. And the Chiyuva Matzah applies to Laila HaRishon, because of Be'er of Toch Matzah. So many people connect this Rashbam on Tzadi Tesson Beis with Rashi and Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. In both cases, Rashi and the Rashbam, again, seems to define the Zman of the Mitzvah. Again, so the Rashbam over here defines the Zman of the Mitzvah of Matzah's Laila Rishon, and therefore, so I'm excited. That's why Rashi, again, would say that the Zman of Lechem Oni, assuming that it's that the Zman of Lechem Oni is connected to the Zman of the Mitzvah, is also Laila Rishon, because they go hand in hand.
Yeah. Does it necessarily have to be a key mitzvah the whole night, or is it not the whole night? Therefore, I mean, since the zman after the zman, so the matzah shechov is all night. Therefore,
Yeah, so we're going to see that. You're right. We're going to present that as an alternative. The following Rishonim that we're discussing understand that you actually have a kiyum mitzvah. You're mekayim the mitzvah for every ksayas that you eat that night. You're right. You didn't have to say that. But that's the way that the Rambam is understood by the Rav, and the way many people understand this Rashbam is that not just that, oh, it's within this zman that you can eat your kezias, but no, that every kezias, every achila that you eat that night is a kiyum. Just like, you know, a sukkah. Any achila you do in the sukkah is going to be the mitzvah of achilas, achila b'sukkah.
Rashi is the one who's talking about, I mean, the Rashbam might be saying that because the Rashbam is talking about chiyuv devata. So he's saying that you want to be able to eat as much matzah as you can. Rashi is talking about machamoni, so he's Rashi there.
Yeah, we're going to present that alternative. I mean, you agree in the Rashbam.
It's not
we're going to present that alternative for Rashi in a moment. So again, so far in terms of this first version, which says the reason why the Zman of Lechem Oni is Laila Rishon is because, throughout any Achila during Laila Rishon is a Kiyam. We have the Rambam and the Rashbam, and then you have the Netziv. Or the Netziv that I put on the Mamakomos. Again, the one I have is Merome Soda in Psachan Lamatasim and Aleph. Again, understands, it's a piece about Shirim in general, but he understands that the Shir of a Kezias is a minimum Shir, not a maximum Shir. And therefore, says the Minitziv, the Merome Yisod, that any Kezias that you eat on that night is going to be a Kiyum. Right? And therefore, there's an added Kiyum for any Kezias over and above that you end up eating. Yeah.
When you say that it's only the minimum, what happens if you now eat matzah shira as like after your kezias according to these?
It depends on whether what these particular shitos hold about the nature of.
Okay.
Right, if you think it's an isser, right, if the grizz is right in the Rambam, that's an isser, so then it's also to do that. If you think it's just a tanai in the mitzvah, so then okay, you won't be yotze with that kezias, but it won't be. So again, it's totally on that. That's why I'm separating the zman and nature, because there's a lot of overlap, but they are distinct issues. Good. That's a good aura. The second version, to explain, again, version B, which says that the zman is Laila Rishon. So again, the first explanation of that is to say that, the reason why the zman of Lechem Oni is throughout the night is because the Kiyum Mitzvah is also throughout the night. The other way to say is that, no, exactly this is what Tzvi said, that even if the mitzvah, the Kiyum Mitzvah, is limited to Kesayis Rishon, the fact that the zman of the mitzvah, the fact that you could eat your single Kesayis at any point during that Erev, so maybe that is enough to make the zman of Lechem Oni to be the Laila Rishon. Right, that's what you're saying, Tzvi? Right, the fact that the zman of the mitzvah is Laila Rishon, Be'erev Tochel Matzos. So that maybe that's the reason why the Zman of Lechem Oni is for that entire, is the entire Zman. So even though you're Yotze with your first Kezias, the fact that you have the potential to eat that first Kezias at any point during the night, maybe that suffices to render the Zman of Lechem Oni to be the entire night. So again, so far we've had version A, which is the entire first day. Version B, the entire first night. So now going on to version C, which I would say perhaps is the most mechudish one, because just in terms of just even the read, is to say that it's only applies during the Seder. Right, and there would be two makoros for this. The first one is Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot, he says that what Yom Rishon means is really referring to the Suda, was referring to the Seder, during which time you're being Yotze, the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you look at the Rach, you have Yisrael. Do you have the new fancy Gemara?
It's kind of messed. I don't know exactly where. Sometimes I don't know.
Oh.
Which one?
You see where the Rach said?
We did. I got it.
A little into it. We'll just skip where he says Vishaninan Hada Aser Matzah Ashira. Right. He asks after he. This is where he gets to Rabbi Kiva's answer. Right. He's commenting on the Gemara, which asks the Stira within Rabbi Kiva. Right. Does Rabbi Kiva hold of Ipsul Matzah Ashira or not? So when the Gemara answers Yom Rishon applies Yom Rishani, it doesn't. He has the Rach Rabbeinu Chananel has a very interesting take on what the Geder of Yom Rishon is. He says Ushanina.
How far is
it? And mine it's like three wide lines down. Anyone else has it? You can start reading. Is there short time?
Ushanina,
Yeah, go for it, Willick. The hain. Right, so Aser also Zman Lechel Matzah Ashira to be inan oni. Very important shita of the Rach, fascinating from many different angles.
He brings them all together.
Exactly. I referenced before that I will discuss.
Yeah.
I wasn't just like, you know, pushing it off, but I actually meant to get back to it. Right? Sometimes people just push off, but I was honest. So the Rach says that the Zman of Yom Rishon, the Zman of Lechem Oni for Matzah Ashira, is the same Zman of the other din of Lechem Oni, of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, which the Rach assumes is Haggadah. Again, we should actually put that into yesterday, right? He obviously agrees with Tosas and Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, but the Zman of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe is the Zman of Haggadah, again, like Tosas and Kuf Yud Aleph. Again, for our purposes, right, the Rach is saying that the Gedder of Yom Rishon is the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Zman of Haggadah, the Zman of She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. And we'll get back to the implications in just a moment. Just one other makor who similarly says this, is a random makor, but the Me'iri and Ksubas. The Me'iri and Ksubas, Zayin Amud Beis, again, because there in the Gemara and Zayin Amud Beis and Chesem and Olav, Sheva Brachos, so there too the Gemara, when discussed a number of times, is Magdir a certain Zman as Yom Rishon. Well, both in terms of Sheva Brachos for an Almon and an Almana, and in terms of not needing Parim Chadashos, a number of times the Gemara in Ksubis says that it is a Zman of Yom Rishon. Right, the Yom Rishon, you don't need Parim Chadashos, right, in order to say Sheva Brachos, or Yom Rishon is the Zman of you know, for the Sheva Brachos, quote-unquote, of, right, you know, the Sheva Brachos for an Almon marrying to Almana. So there the Me'iri says, whenever the Gemara says Yom Rishon, it really means Su'uda Rishona. Lav davka Yom Rishon really means Su'uda Rishona. He says, where do I get this idea? What's my makor that Yom Rishon by the Gemara sometimes means Su'uda Rishona? He says, Psachem Lamed Vav. He said, he quotes our Gemara, and then when the Gemara says that the din of Lechem Oni, the Zman of Lechem Oni is limited to Yom Rishon, he says, what that really means is Su'uda Rishona, the Su'uda of the Seder. So both the Rach, both Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot, and the Me'iri and Ksubas Zayin Amud Beis, both define that the Zman of Lechem Oni is the Zman of the Seder, the Zman of, seemingly, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, two aros in terms of analyzing the Shita. Number one is, I guess, all right, number one is the Willie's point, is that this is another example of the integration of various dinim of Lechem Oni. If you recall, a couple days ago, we had a discussion from the Kolbo and the Rambam, is whether there's an integration of the din Lechem Oni of Prusa with the din Lechem Oni of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, meaning is there a value of specifically of doing yachatz, of having the Prusa while you're being Yotze, the other din of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. And we pointed out the value would be if there's a value of integrating the various dinim of Lechem Oni. So too here, the Rach is a perfect example where you're saying, oh, that the Zman of Lechem Oni for the din of Matzah Ashira is the Zman of the other din of Lechem Oni, of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So again, there's a great raya for this notion that not only are the various dinim of Lechem Oni not mutually exclusive, like Rav Shurkin assumed for the Rambam, but they're what we call mutually reinforcing, is that they play off one another, and there's a great example of the Zman of Matzah Ashira, and specifically the Zman of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So that's Nekuda number one, this integration of various dinim of Lechem Oni. But the other point, right, is the idea, right, of specifically connecting Lechem Oni to the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we developed yesterday, is all about the fact that the Lechem Oni, as a theme of Shibud, and we would add a theme of Shibud, which, again, is all about redefining the Geula, again, plays directly, relates directly to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about developing those themes of Shibud and Geula. So if Lechem Oni, again, is not just this small prop, but again, is about these broader themes of Shibud and Geula and the relationship between them, so it makes a lot of sense why Dinim coming out of Lechem Oni, which the Zman of those Dinim, would particularly relate to the Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's during the time of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim where we're focused on these overarching themes of Shibud and Geula, and if you assume that the Dinim of Lechem Oni, which are all about those overarching themes, so then it makes a lot of sense why the Zman of Lechem Oni and all these Dinim would be connected to the Zman of of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now just to finish off with the version D, right, the last version of what the Geder of the Zman of Lechem Oni is, that the Geder of Yom Rishon is to say that it's just Kezias Rishon. Right? And this is probably the simplest pshat, right? This approach clearly connects the Zman of Lechem Oni to the Zman of Mitzvah Matzah. And this approach takes a simple interpretation of the Mitzvah Matzah, saying that, oh, the Mitzvah Matzah only applies to Kezias Rishon. Once you eat your Kezias Rishon, you yotzei the Mitzvah Matzah. And therefore, after that, since the Mitzvah Matzah no longer applies, so therefore the Dinam of Lechem Oni are no longer going to apply, because this approach clearly assumes the din of Lechem Oni is a prat, is a tanai in the mitzvah of matzah. So just quickly, the two makoros which say this idea that the zman of Lechem Oni is the Kezias Rishon, number one is the Yerushalmi. Again, if you remember the Yerushalmi that we read yesterday, when it introduces the different deos about whether Lechem Oni is ma'akev or not, it starts off by saying, also Kezias, by she'adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa v'pesach, tzarech shelo yehei bo mashken. Right, when it formulates the psul of matzah ashira, it says it limits it dafka to Kezias Rishon. So again, the Yerushalmi clearly think that the zman of lechem oni is limited to Kezias Rishon. And then the Magen Mishnah. So again, the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam Perek Hey Halacha Chav interestingly thinks that pshat in the Rambam, even though the Rambam says Yom Rishon, and the pshat in Rashi, who says Laila Rishona, are both simply referring to Kezias Rishon. Again, he just quotes the Rambam and Rashi and says, oh, they're limiting the Zman of Lechem Oni to the Zman of the Kezias Rishon. Again, and obviously it doesn't take, you know, much stock in Rashi's Lashon of Laila Rishona. He thinks it's Lav Dafka. He says, yeah, Laila Rishona, meaning when Laila Rishona, when you're eating your Kezias, that first Kezias. So again, so far, with this we conclude, basically just to summarize quickly, within this third issue of Lechem Oni, discussing the Zman of Lechem Oni, the first general approach was that it was the Zman Kol Shiva. We analyzed the implications of that, either Kol Shiva because it's Din B'fnei Atzma, or because it's connected to the Mitzvah Matzah, which applies Kol Shiva, or that, no, it's a Din, or the Zman is Yom Rishon, and then within Yom Rishon, four different versions of what Yom Rishon is, the entire first day, the entire first night, the Zman of the Seder /Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, or just for Kezias Rishon. And tomorrow we'll hopefully, again, that Adkan is our discussion on Lechem Oni. Tomorrow we'll discuss one other din about, you know, matzah and charoses, which really highlights everything. And then we'll get on to the relationship to chametz and matzah. Hopefully finish that in one day. Shkoyach.